Veils of thick morning fog clung to the banks of the Mississippi like restless spirits, blurring the line between New Orleans' neon pulse and the ancient wilderness that crouched beyond its levees. Evelyn Marceau tightened her trench coat against the damp coolness, the worn brass compass she'd inherited from her late father ticking in her pocket like an impatient heart. For 3 nights, the needle had spun wildly, dragging her from jazz-lit boulevards toward the derelict riverfront, and tonight, against reason, she'd followed. A tugboat's horn wailed in the distance, but another sound floated on the fog, a low, wordless summons that vibrated in her bones. It was not music, nor wind, nor any earthly voice, yet it carried her name. Evelyn. She spun, searching for the caller. Nothing, only glistening cobblestones and the skeletal silhouette of an iron footbridge, half consumed by kudzu. The bridge had once connected the city to an abandoned plantation island, but storms had snapped its far span decades ago. Locals joked it led out of time. Tonight, its rust-bitten trusses felt like ribs of a slumbering beast. Her phone buzzed. MOM, where are you? Evelyn hesitated. After Dad vanished 13 years ago, her mother had barricaded their lives in routine. Same bakery, same apartment, same safe lies. But the compass and that voice were unraveling the seams. She tucked the phone away untranslated. From the mist, a figure emerged, tall, broad-shouldered, movement as fluid as moonlit water. His eyes burned silver, reflecting the street lamp halos. Evelyn's breath hitched. Forgive the hour, he said, voice rough like distant thunder, but the realm stirs and you are its only anchor now. She should have fled. Instead, she whispered, who are you? Thorin. He spoke the name like a title long carried. Alpha of the Boundlands. The words meant nothing, yet felt carved into her memory. Why do I hear you when you don't speak? Because your blood remembers. His gaze flicked to the compass bulging against her coat. The key listens, too. Evelyn stepped back. My father's compass? Not a compass, a tether. It sought you the moment the veil thinned. He inclined his head toward the bridge. Cross with me before dawn burns the path shut. A rational thought sparked, this is madness. But the street behind her seemed suddenly foreign. Noise, lights, obligations that had never truly belonged. Ahead, kudzu wrap girders arched like cathedral vaults over a river whispering of forgotten things. Evelyn lifted the compass. Its needle pulsed toward Thorin as though magnetized by destiny. One step, he murmured, offering a scarred hand. She clasped it. Heat flooded her palm. Wild, ancient, alive. Together they strode onto the bridge. Halfway across, reality shivered. The city lights dimmed, replaced by a cold phosphorescence that bled from the water below. The ironwork groaned, age reversing in patches, rust flaked away, revealing gleaming runes that writhed like living script. Evelyn halted. This can't be real. Reality is wider than you were taught, Thorin answered. And memory is the widest gate. A roar echoed upstream. Shapes, wolves of smoke and ember, loped along the river's surface, eyes ember bright. Evelyn's pulse hammered. What are those? Sentinels. Thorin's jaw tightened. They guard the fracture, but tonight they hunt me. Because you left your realm? Because I defy it. He guided her onward, every step sinking her heartbeat to an older rhythm. Memories not her own flickered, stone corridors lit by braziers, councils of cloaked alphas, a crown wrought of bone and moonlight. Somewhere within that montage, Thorin knelt before a throne and shattered its sigil. The scene vanished, leaving only the taste of betrayal. The far end of the bridge materialized, a ramp of rough-hewn planks diving into swirling mist. Beyond, faint silhouettes of cypress trees and crumbling battlements punctured the haze. Thorin squeezed her hand. The Boundlands will test you, Evelyn. Its air is woven with the past. If your spirit falters, it will remake you into its prisoner. Why me? Because the last queen carried a mortal's heart. His voice softened. And because the oath I broke can be mended only by one who walks both worlds without belonging to either. Before she could press him, the river exploded. A sentinel leapt onto the bridge, jaws of incandescent ash snapping inches from her neck. Thorin shoved Evelyn behind him, his body contorting in a swift, impossible gesture, bones elongating, sinew rippling beneath skin. In two breaths, he stood in half-shifted form. Man melded with towering midnight wolf, eyes radiant silver. With a howl that cracked the night, he launched at the sentinel. Metal shrieked as claws raked the bridge. Sparks and embers sprayed like obscene fireworks. Evelyn ducked, heart climbing her throat. The compass burned against her palm, its cover springing open to reveal a second needle, this one forged of glass, spinning madly. An instinct whispered, point it north. She obeyed, and the glass needle froze, aligning with a hidden star. The sentinel faltered, howl warping into a hiss as unseen chains coiled around it. Thorin seized the moment, slamming the creature into the river. Steam erupted. The beast dissolved into cinders that the current swept away. He turned to Evelyn, fur receding, skin reforming. Wounds knitted in seconds, yet his eyes brimmed with fear. They will keep coming. We must reach the keep before the next moonrise. Evelyn glanced back at the city. The skyline flickered between neon and shadow, as though unsure which truth to believe. If I go forward, can I return? Thorin hesitated. The bridge chooses its own seasons. That non-answer settled like lead. Yet retreat already felt impossible. Part of her soul had crossed long before her body. She nodded. They descended the ramp into swirling mist. Distant horns, both human and other, blended in a mournful duet. Evelyn shivered, recalling her mother's bedtime stories about the lost king in the fog. Stories Mom always dismissed as Cajun folklore, except each ended with the same admonition. Never follow the silver-eyed wolf across the water. Ahead, amid moss-draped oaks, lamplight glimmered from ruined turrets. An ancient banner, half-torn, sigil erased, whipped in the wind. Thorin's shoulders squared as though bearing its absent weight. Home, he muttered, but sorrow poisoned the word. Evelyn touched his arm. Whatever secret you're guarding, we'll face it. He looked at her, truly looked, as if searching for betrayal already sown. Trust is the rarest currency here, Evelyn. Spend it wisely. The ground trembled. From the shadows emerged a woman cloaked in night black feathers, eyes burning gold. Her aura crackled like broken promises. Thorin, she spoke, voice velvet and venom. The council decreed your exile. Yet you return, dragging a mortal leash. Does treason taste sweeter with new blood? Evelyn's breath caught. Thorin moved to shield her, but the feathered woman raised a hand. Vines erupted, coiling around Evelyn's ankles, yanking her to her knees. The compass skidded across gravel, landing at the stranger's feet. She lifted it, smile cutting like glass. The tether still beats. The kingdom's heart can be wrenched open tonight. Thorin's growl ripped through the air. Light flared at his fingertips, half-shift surging forth. Release her, Melis, or I will finish what began at the throne. Melis's laughter rang, brittle and triumphant. Finish it, then. But no. Every strike against me unravels the realm you swore to protect. Choose, Alpha, your crown or your conscience. Evelyn struggled as vines tightened, thorns piercing her skin. In that agony, a memory not hers flashed. A coronation chamber, Melis kneeling in chains while Thorin shattered a scepter, sparks raining like dying stars. Betrayal had begun there, and perhaps redemption, too. Thunder rolled overhead, though the sky was clear. Melis's gaze pinned Evelyn. Tell me, mortal, will you bleed for a king who hides the truth of your own name? The vines constricted. Evelyn gasped, vision dimming. Thorin roared, lunging. And the world fractured with a sound like glass shattering in endless corridors. Everything froze, suspended between realities. And within that breathless hush, a single revelation cascaded across Evelyn's mind. Her father had sworn fealty to this realm, then vanished to save it. The fog exploded back into motion, vines slackening. But the compass in Melis's hand split open, revealing a hidden chamber with a shard of luminous crystal pulsing in rhythm with Evelyn's heartbeat. Melis's eyes widened. It lives. She pressed the shard to Evelyn's chest, and the section ended as the first scream echoed. Shards of white fire blazed across Evelyn's vision as the crystal fused to her sternum, flooding every nerve with a rush of memories not her own. She saw moonlit courts carved from living cypress, Councils of fur-clad alphas crossing swords above an obsidian map, and searing brightest, her father kneeling beside Thorin, both men binding their wrists with silver thorns as they forged an unbreakable pledge. Pain lanced through her chest. She tasted iron, heard distant jazz distort into a wolf's howl. When the blinding light receded, the vines around her lay charred to ash, and Maylee staggered back, clutching a scorched palm. Impossible, the feathercloaked sorceress hissed. The Heartstone obeys no mortal. Evelyn rose unsteadily. Pale light pulsed beneath her skin, each heartbeat echoing like a drum roll in the mist. I'm no thief, she said, voice trembling yet resonant. It chose me. Thorin placed himself between them, half-shift fading but fury undimmed. You gambled with forces older than the crown, Maelise. Release her, or I'll tear every feather from your cloak. Maelise's golden eyes narrowed. Your throne rusts while you chase ghosts, brother. Give me the girl, and I might spare what's left of our bloodline. Bloodline? Evelyn echoed, adrenaline spiking. Maelise smiled like a blade sliding free. Did he never confess? Your father, the missing cartographer. He was our king's oracle. He glimpsed the realm's doom and fled with the Heartstone, damning us all. I hunted him for years until the veil swallowed his scent. She stepped closer, tone turning venomous. But the apple doesn't fall far. Now the Oracle's daughter stands where he once stood. Evelyn's knees threatened to buckle. The compass, her only memento of a man swallowed by rumor, was suddenly a war relic that nations bled for. Thorin spoke, low and raw. Enough lies. Then tell her the truth yourself, Maylee spat. Tell her how you let our father die to shatter the throne. Tell her the bound lands wither because of your rebellion. Lightning forked overhead, though no storm had gathered. Sentinels materialized on the battlements, six smoky wolves, sparks drifting from their fangs. A single command from Maelise, and they would descend. Evelyn's heartbeat sank to the glowing stone, and new certainty flooded her. If I falter, everyone here burns. She stepped beside Thorin. I won't be used as ransom. Thorin's gaze flickered to hers, regret and resolve interwoven. Then run. I'll hold them, not without answers. She planted her feet. My father's map ended here. I need to know why. Maelise clapped once. The wolves leapt. Thorin surged forward, claws igniting with silver flame, each strike cleaving a sentinel into ember dust. Yet for every beast felled, another condensed from the fog. Evelyn scanned the courtyard. A broken portcullis yawned open at the base of the keep. Instinct whispered, the Heartstone seeks its cradle. She sprinted toward it, dodging debris and stray firelight. Maelise shrieked and pursued, feathers morphing into talons ready to rend. Inside, the keep's corridors spiraled downward, stone walls veined with luminous moss. Glyphs pulsed as Evelyn passed. Serpents devouring crowns, a wolf entwined with a phoenix, an hourglass whose sand fell upward. Her breath echoed, mingling with the distant clash of Thorin's battle. She burst into a vast crypt lined by water channels that mirrored torchlight like liquid mirrors. At the center rose a circular dais supporting a cracked marble sarcophagus. The lid bore a relief of a crown split in two and an empty socket at its heart. The cradle, she breathed. Maelis's talons scraped stone behind her. Return the shard, girl, and your suffering ends. Evelyn's pulse answered with a surge of light. She pressed trembling fingers against the socket. The crystal leapt from her chest and settled into the hollow with a resonant chime. Stone gears groaned. The sarcophagus split apart, revealing a staircase descending into darkness lit by spiraling runes. A wind-like exhaled prophecy roared upward, hurling Maelise back. Evelyn hesitated only a heartbeat before descending. The stair plunged deep into bedrock until it opened into a cavern vast as a cathedral, its ceiling lost in shimmering stalactites. In the center hovered a sphere of water suspended in midair, galaxies of fireflies orbiting within. Chains of silver mist anchored it to four rune-etched pillars. A silhouette knelt before the sphere, an old man draped in travel-worn leather, gray curls matted to his temples. At Evelyn's footsteps, he raised hollow eyes. Recognition sparked. Evelyn. His voice cracked like sun-baked earth. My starflower, you found the way. She froze. Dad. But the face was gaunt, skin translucently thin, pupils clouded with starlight. I held the realm's heart, child. It demanded sacrifice. I stayed to keep the breach sealed. Tears blurred her sight. We thought you were dead. In all ways that matter. He lifted a trembling hand toward the hovering sphere. The Heartstone's twin. Two have kept the boundlands and your world apart. Remove one, both realms decay. Evelyn's mind reeled. Then why did you send the compass for me? Because my strength wanes and the rift widens. Only one born of both worlds can mend what we broke. He gazed past her shoulder. And only an alpha unbound by throne can guard the healer's soul. Thorn appeared at the stair mouth, bloodied but unbowed. Seeing the oracle, he lowered his head in penitence. I failed you, sire. No, Thorin, the oracle murmured. You upheld the vow, to protect her above the crown. Meleys descended in a fury of feathers, left arm crackling with stolen sentinel fire. Sentiment will not patch a dying realm. She hurled a bolt that splintered a pillar. Chains of mist snapped. The water sphere trembled, fissures of void spreading like ink. The cavern quaked. Stalactites rained shards. The oracle sagged. If the sphere shatters, both worlds drown in each other's nightmares. Evelyn felt the Heartstone inside the sarcophagus throb in sync with her own heart. A choir of whispers urged her, unite the halves. She met Thorin's eyes. How do we fuse them? Blood and vow, he replied, voice hoarse. But the conduit must be wolf and human both. His gaze softened. Bond with me, Evelyn. Not marriage, nor subjugation. Only shared spirit. Meleys snarled. I'll tear her open before I let you mend the throne. She launched forward. Thorin intercepted, claws locking with her talons. Magic flared, flinging them apart, but not before Meleys's talon slashed his shoulder, leaving a wound that bled silver. Evelyn rushed to him, ripped a strip from her sleeve, and pressed it to the wound. Their blood mingled, hers crimson, his argent, soaking the cloth. An inner gate yawned wide. She felt Thorin's soul, wild and aching, brush hers like a stormfront meeting sunrise. Speak the vow, the oracle whispered, voice fading. Thorin clasped Evelyn's hands over the bloodied cloth. I bind my shadow to her light, my claw to her compass, until dawn and dusk drown as one. Evelyn's voice trembled but held. And I bind my heart to his howl, my path to his stars, until fear forgets our names. Blood ignited in golden flame, swirling upward to weave around them. Two streams arced toward the water sphere, seeping through cracks, sealing them with molten light. The sphere brightened, chains knitting anew. Meleys screamed, hurling every stolen ember she possessed. The reforged sphere flared, unleashing a shockwave that hurled her into a collapsing pillar. Rubble buried her shriek. The cavern stilled. Fireflies drifted in lazy spirals. Thorin squeezed Evelyn's hand, eyes shimmering. The breach is mended for now. The oracle smiled, tears turning to light. Well done, my stars. His body dissolved into motes that joined the sphere, and with his passing, a hidden doorway opened beneath it, a tunnel lined in obsidian glass reflecting endless versions of themselves. Thorin's jaw tightened. The realm's core, he whispered. Beyond it, the truth about every crown, every betrayal. Evelyn swallowed grief and fear. Then we walk. They stepped into the tunnel. Behind them, the cavern door sealed, cutting off all retreat. Ahead, mirrored corridors wound into darkness alive with distant screams and the thunderous echo of something vast awakening. And so the section ended in deepest abyss. Mirrors lined the obsidian passage like watchful eyes, each pane displaying a dimly lit reflection of Evelyn and Thorin that warped and shifted as they moved. In one surface she appeared crowned with antlers of moonlight. In another he bore shackles of molten gold. The tunnel narrowed, the glass exhaling a chill that tasted of iron and rosemary, old warding herbs left to rot. Evelyn's palm brushed one wall. The surface rippled, and for a heartbeat she saw her younger self, aged 12. Waiting on a porch in New Orleans at dawn, clutching the compass, believing with every breath that her father would stroll up the steps. Grief stabbed, vivid and fresh. She jerked her hand away. Thorin laid a reassuring touch on her shoulder. These halls feed on memory. Show them nothing you aren't willing to lose. If they're already inside my head, she whispered, what choice do I have? Choice is the currency of fate, he answered. Spend it on courage. The corridor forked into two spirals, one slanted upward, bathed in faint starlight. The other descended into red gloom. From the depths wafted a sweet, corrupt scent of magnolia turned to ash. Evelyn lifted her gaze. Which path? Before Thorin could answer, the mirrored walls convulsed. Their reflections shattered into fragments, which reformed into spectral figures. A boy with Thorin's silver eyes and Evelyn's dark curls, a woman draped in feathers like Maelys, but with Evelyn's features, and last, the Oracle himself, bleeding starlight from a wound over his heart. The Oracle apparition spoke, voice echoing from every direction. Upward leads to history rewritten, downward to truth uncompromised. One door rescues what you cherish, the other damns someone you love. Evelyn's pulse hammered. Is this real or manipulation? No puzzle is free of bias, Thorin muttered. The realm knows our weaknesses. The Oracle's shade continued, softer now. Your father paid the toll in silence. His daughter must choose in song. Music drifted from the upper stair. Her father's lullaby hummed on stormy nights. From below came the rumble of distant wolves, a primal cadence beating in time with Thorin's heartbeat. Evelyn's throat tightened. She saw the toll indecision took on Thorin, his shoulders rigid, scars on his neck glowing dimly as ancestral magic stirred. No ruler wants to beg, yet he needed her choice as much as the realm did. She inhaled. We go down. Truth first, we'll rewrite history later. Thorin gave a short nod, relief flickering behind his eyes. They descended. The red gloom thickened into a cavern whose floor resembled cracked desert clay, each fissure glowing ember hot. Pillars of basalt jutted like broken teeth. At the far end stood a throne forged from interlocking wolf skulls, its armrests barbed with crescent slivers of moonstone. Upon it lounged a figure draped in a cloak of living shadow, eyes twin voids rimmed by dying stars. Evelyn swallowed. Who? The Void Alpha, Thorin said, voice raw. The realm's reflection of every oath broken. He should be shackled behind 12 seals. But the breach must have freed him. A laugh slithered through the chamber, equal parts honey and rot. Freed? Dear Prince, you welcomed me when you shattered the throne to save your sister. The void figure steepled long fingers. How poetic that your rescue sowed the seeds of your kingdom's decay. Thorin's jaw clenched. We came to bind the realms, not debate ghosts. And yet debates sway hearts faster than steel. The Void Alpha's gaze slid to Evelyn, and the air grew impossibly heavy. Child of two dawns, your life is an arithmetic of betrayals. Shall we tally them? Evelyn fought to steady her breath. You don't scare me. Fear is a crude lever, the entity replied. Truth is a finer one. Shadows rippled, revealing tableaus carved from light. Her father sliding the compass under her pillow while midnight frost coated his brow. Thorin standing over a battlefield strewn with wolves, he once called brothers. Maelys kneeling before the same throne, begging it to revive someone lost. The visions vanished, leaving only the throne's oppressive darkness. I ask for a single concession, the Void Alpha purred. One drop of your hybrid blood on my crown. In return, I'll resurrect what each of you gave up. Her father's mortal form, your kingdom unbroken. Evelyn's pulse thundered in her ears. The being was temptation incarnate. She sensed the lie coiled beneath. And the price? The realm stays cleaved, drifting toward oblivion, but your personal griefs evaporate. Thorin touched Evelyn's hand. Don't listen. She met his gaze. Temptation loses power when faced. Turning back, she said to the entity, I know enough folklore to see you're a devourer. You offer comfort but feed on worlds. The Void Alpha's smile thinned. Then barter knowledge instead. Reveal to me the vow you forged moments ago. Speak it and I fade. Conceal it and the ground beneath your feet fractures. The basalt floor cracked, rivers of magma threading outward. Evelyn felt heat bite her ankles. She clutched Thorin's arm. If we reveal the vow, what stops him from using it? Thorin's eyes hardened. Nothing. He faced the entity. So I offer different currency, my throne. My crown for her freedom. The Void Alpha laughed. The cavern trembled. Bold, but meaningless. Crowns lie heavy only on those who bow to them. I crave oaths, not ornaments. Evelyn's gaze darted to the fissures. For every heartbeat, they widened. She remembered the mirrored corridor's whisper about spending choice on courage. Thorin, she murmured, can you trust me? With every scar. He squeezed her fingers. She stepped toward the throne. I'll give you an oath, she said, voice ringing clear. But it will be spoken in a language older than the bound lands. The figure stilled. Elaborate. Evelyn raised her hand. Heartstone light brightened in her chest, illuminating veins like rivers of dawn. Language of sacrifice, silence. She pressed her palm to her own sternum. Contact that unlocked a flood of searing brilliance. For a second, the cavern became a supernova. The walls screamed. The void alpha recoiled, cloak dissolving at the edges. Evelyn's breath left in a gasp as the light receded, but she remained standing. The entity's throne lay vacant, skulls collapsing into dust. Where the figure had loomed, only a swirl of black mist lingered, quickly siphoned into the ground. Thorin rushed to her side. You burned part of your life force. We're patching universes, she panted. A little spark is small fare. Sudden quiet descended, broken only by the hiss of cooled magma turning to glass. Amid the silence, a hidden panel slid open behind the collapsed throne, revealing a staircase clawing upward into fuchsia radiance. Evelyn's legs quivered, but she forced a wry smile. Up again. Thorin matched it. Up we go. Maybe history is ready for rewriting after all. They emerged onto a terrace overlooking a sky the color of bruised violet streaked with emerald comets. Below stretched a valley half devoured by spectral fog, bound lands on one side, a shimmering outline of New Orleans on the other, like two paintings bleeding across the same canvas. In the terrace's center rose a familiar iron footbridge, yet here it was whole, arching from terrace edge into midair, leading to, but not touching, the silhouette of St. Louis Cathedral shimmering upright in the clouds. The bridge again, Evelyn whispered. Every world's crossroad. A figure waited at its apex. Maylise, bruised but unbroken, feathers now ink-black blades. She held the still-smoldering compass shard in one hand, its glow guttering. Thorin's shoulders tightened. She survived the collapse. Maylise's voice carried on a wind that smelled of gunpowder and magnolia. You cannot outrun blood debt. The realm devours itself while you chase phantoms, brother. She lifted the shard. Lightning crackled between bridge trusses. The valley's boundary quaked, city streets warping into forests, skyscrapers evaporating into moss-covered menhirs. Reality began to sew the worlds together with fraying thread. Evelyn's skin prickled. If the merge finishes, both realities collapse. Maylise thrust a hand skyward. Then from the ruins, I'll carve a realm burst in my image, where oaths bend and crowns answer only to those strong enough to seize them. Thorin stepped forward. Stop this. The realm's heart is mended. Only your hatred keeps the wound bleeding. Hatred? Malus's laugh splintered. Try love warped by betrayal. Father chose you to inherit, though you shattered everything. Why not me? Who would have borne the weight without breaking? Heartstone light pulsed hotter inside Evelyn's chest. Maylise, she called. The throne rejected you because it sensed the price of your ambition. There's still a chance for redemption if you let go. Maylise's gaze flickered. Hurt, anger, yearning, then hardened. Redemption is the victor's tale. I choose conquest. She thrust the shard into the bridge's keystone. A roar boomed as the bridge erupted in spirals of white flame. Veins of force lanced through the valley, stitching bound lands to earth. Evelyn felt gravity tilt. Distant car horns mingled with lupin howls. Thorin drew a breath and began to shift, full alpha form, towering fur dark as eclipse, but the unstable air convulsed, knocking him to one knee. Magic's unraveling, he growled. I can't complete the shift. Evelyn's pulse skyrocketed. Images flashed. Her father buried beneath duty, Maylise drowning in envy, Thorin shackled by guilt. All threads of the same tapestry, broken when love met fear. She stepped onto the bridge. Wind howled, trying to toss her into roiling void below. Maylise watched, shard pulsing at her side like a second heart. Why cling to pain? Evelyn shouted over the gale. You think Thorin betrayed you? I've seen the memory. He shattered the throne to keep you from being sacrificed to it. The crown demanded your soul. Meleys faltered, feathers twitching. Lies. Ask the Heartstone. Evelyn lifted her shirt collar enough to show the glowing crystal fuse beneath skin. Feel its verdict. For a moment, Meleys's defiance wavered. She extended a trembling hand. Then hesitation hardened into fury. Trickery. She raised the shard to strike Evelyn. Evelyn lunged. Their hands closed around the shard simultaneously. Energy surged, crackling between their locked gazes, one pleading, one blazing with sorrow. The bridge shuddered, its rails fractured like brittle glass. Below, streets and forests merged, birthing jagged labyrinths where wolves prowled neon-lit alleys. Human crowds and spectral packs gazed skyward, voices overlapping in confusion and dread. Thorin pulled himself upright and roared Evelyn's name, but gale force winds hurled him back. Meleys twisted, trying to wrench the shard free. Let go or fall. If I fall, I fall with family, Evelyn said, tears cutting through windborne dust. But I won't abandon you to darkness. Meleys's grip trembled. You die for me? I'd live for you if you'll let me. Evelyn tightened her hold. Choose us. Lightning stabbed the shard, illuminating Meleys's face, tears streaked, terrified. The feathers dimmed to dusty charcoal. She whispered, I don't know how to be anything but angry. Then we'll learn together. Evelyn's voice cracked. Starting now. Meleys's shoulders slumped. She tried to release the shard, but its power had grown beyond surrender. It siphoned their combined doubt and hope, reaching critical blaze. Fishers raced across the bridge keystone. Thorin, battered but resolute, sprinted toward them. Evelyn dropped the shard. We can't, she gasped. It's bound to our conflict. Then break the conflict. He skidded to a halt beside them, placed his hand over theirs, closing the circle. Heartstone in Evelyn's chest answered, flooding the shard with harmonious resonance. Light erupted, blinding. Evelyn felt every regret, every fractured dream, flow through her fingers into the crystal. She glimpsed Thorin's first hunt, Meleys's coronation dreams, her own childhood lullabies. Pain mixed with joy, forging something new. With a thunderous crack, the shard exploded into a storm of silver petals. The bridge stilled, flames dying. Across the valley seams knitting the worlds halted, edges glowing soft gold instead of jagged white. For one glorious breath, silence held. A low rumble followed, no longer that of tearing realities, but of something ancient awakening in response to harmony. The terrace beneath the bridge began to fracture into floating islands, each embroidered with golden runes spinning like gears. Evelyn swayed. We stabilized it. Thorin wrapped an arm around both sisters. Temporarily. But balance demands payment. Meleys wiped tears, voice hoarse. What payment? The ground lurched, and a colossal silhouette rose from the valley haze. A titanic wolf of mist and moonlight, crowned with antlers of starlight. Its eyes were galaxies, its breath cosmic wind. With every step, land reordered into symmetrical mosaics. Evelyn's heartbeat synced to the creature's thunderous pulse. The realm spirit, she whispered. It's come to weigh our fates. The wolf lifted its head, howling a note that straddled love and oblivion. The sound hammered the sky, shattering comet trails into rainbow shards. Evelyn, Thorin, and Meleys stood transfixed, held by cosmic judgment they scarcely understood. The howl faded, leaving only quivering silence. Orbits of spectral starlight revolved around the realm spirit's colossal form, scattering prismatic fire across the fractured terrace. Evelyn felt as though she were standing at the center of a celestial clock, every breath a ticking second that might snap into eternity. Beside her, Thorin kept a protective grip on her waist while anchoring Meleys with his other arm, forging a reluctant family tableau beneath the cosmic wolf's judgment. The creature's antler crown pulsed once, and reality quieted. Streets in New Orleans flickered back to neon stability. Cypress groves in the Boundlands resumed their hush. Yet the bridge and its terrace remained suspended in impossible twilight, halfway between both realms, an open ledger awaiting settlement. A voice like wind through cathedral pipes resonated inside their skulls rather than their ears, three hearts entwined in breach and bond. Weigh now what price will mend the wound. Evelyn's lungs seized. The realm spirit demanded sacrifice. She glanced at Thorin and Maelys, silver-eyed Alpha and feather-worn sister, each harboring regrets carved deep. What more can we lose? She wondered. Thorin straightened, meeting the wolf's galaxy eyes. The breach began with my rebellion. Let my life seal it. Maelys jerked, shock ripping across her face. If anyone pays, it's me. I fueled the final tear. But Evelyn stepped forward, heartstone glowing through her blouse. Neither of you. I bridge both worlds and carry the heartstone. The debt is mine to shoulder. Starlight intensified as though the spirit inspected each offer, tasting sincerity, disappointment, and love. A second pulse rippled outward, spawning three ethereal scales, one before each of them. Upon the plates appeared memories crystallized on Thorin's, a tarnished crown, shards from the shattered throne, and the ghostly silhouettes of wolves he once led. On Maelys's, a child's ribbon soaked in tears, mirror shards reflecting her younger self and feathers blackened by envy. On Evelyn's, her father's smile beneath a street lamp, the brass compass spinning, and New Orleans sunset over the river. The scales glowed, then tipped in unison toward Evelyn's side. Maelys inhaled sharply. No, she's mortal. The realms will crush her. Thorin's grip tightened in protest, but the cosmic voice returned. One may bear the braid of realms, yet threads fray when secrets reign. Unbind the lies or break the chain. Evelyn's pulse thundered. Secrets. It's telling us the final truth is still hidden. She turned to Thorin and Maelys. What else haven't we faced? Thorin's throat bobbed. When I shattered the throne, Father wasn't the only life offered for its power. The council meant to bind Maelys' soul as well. I thought I saved her, but I condemned our pact to civil war. Maelys bowed her head, eyes shimmering gold tears. And I stoked their resentment afterward, promising them a new order if they followed me. I pretended it was justice, but it was vengeance wearing a prettier mask. Evelyn's gaze shifted between them, sympathy and resolve entwined. Secrets confessed are sins half-freed, but there's one more, Dad's message. He vanished willingly to guard the Heartstone, but he never said why he trusted it to me. She lifted the sphere of dawnlight blooming in her chest. Maybe I'm missing something he hoped I'd discover only now. She closed her eyes, letting the Heartstone's thrum sink with the realm spirit's cosmic pulse. An inner door eased open. Memories her father had locked behind living fire. She saw him, kneeling before the first Alpha King centuries ago, an outsider cartographer mapping lunar ley lines, swearing to chronicle history without altering it. But he fell in love with the realm's heir, a woman who bore twin children, Thorin and Maelys. Half-bloods, the council called them, unfit for pure blood rulership. Evelyn's eyes flew open, breath stolen. She turned slowly toward her companions. You're my siblings. Silence detonated, louder than thunder. Thorin reeled, horror and hope warring across his features. That cannot be. Our mother died long before. She lived in exile, Evelyn whispered, tears spilling. Father took me to Earth when the Council threatened to erase any claim a half-blood line might hold. He hid my existence to spare all of us. Maelys staggered back, feathers rippling like shaken ash. All my rage at being passed over, and the throne still feared me enough to hunt down our bloodline. Emotional gravity tilted. Memories rearranged across everyone's faces, forging new contexts. Evelyn felt relief at the puzzle solved and agony at years stolen. The realm spirit scales flashed, weight recalculated with the revelation. They rose to perfect balance, yet a crack split the void between them, revealing churning chaos below. Understanding slammed home. Truth alone is not enough. Love must bridge the space. Evelyn reached for Thorin's extended hand, then Maelys's trembling fingers. The three siblings formed a circle, heartstone light flowing through their joined palms, braiding red, silver, and gold streams into a single helix that rose toward the wolf's antlered crown. Blood divided, now restored, bind the breach with willing cord. The realm spirit lowered its muzzle until cosmic breath washed over them, tugging at their hair like solar winds. It demanded one final vow, forged not in secrets, but in shared purpose. Evelyn spoke first, voice steady despite sobs. "I pledge my mortal compass to guide our pack, city and wild as one people." Thorin followed, basso rumble echoing across the valley. "I pledge my alpha strength to protect any who walk our bridge, no matter the blood they bear." Maely swallowed pride and pain. "I pledge my nightborn sight to guard against deceit, beginning with the shadows in my own heart." The helix burst into chromatic flame, searing a new sigil on the terrace floor, three interlocking circles around a single, unfading star. The crack to chaos sealed, reality knitting with luminous twine. Across the valley, streets and forests remained distinct yet harmonious, as though transparent threads allowed them to whisper without colliding. The cosmic wolf lifted its head, uttering a softer howl that smoothed the sky. Starlight receded, antlers dimmed. With a whisper of eclipsing galaxies, the realm spirit folded into countless motes that rained across both worlds like blessing ash, absorbed by soil, water, and stone. The terrace descended, islands snapping back into the Boundlands hillside, overlooking the restored keep. The Iron Bridge, once a door to apocalypse, settled between realms as a shimmering arch only visible under full moonlight. Evelyn exhaled, shoulders sagging. The heartstones glowed dim to a gentle pulse, as if relieved to rest. Thorin drew her into a fierce embrace, Malus's arms circling them both. For the first time, Evelyn felt the solidity of a family she'd never dared to imagine. But peace was short-lived. A low groan rolled from the keep's gate. Dozens of survivors, wolves in human shape wearing scorched armor, sentinel ash clinging to their hair, approached with wary eyes. At their head limped an elder with mottled fur patterning his skin like lichen. He stopped three paces away, kneeling painfully. "Alpha," he rasped to Thorin, "and Lady Maelys, we felt the tearing cease. What stands in its place?" Thorin exchanged a glance with Evelyn and Maelys. "A new covenant. One realm, two worlds, three guardians." Murmurs swelled among the soldiers. Some bowed to Evelyn, others to Maelys. None raised blades. The elder rose, spine cracking. "And the throne?" Maelys stepped forward, shoulders straight, voice carrying, "Broken forever. From today, no crown will demand life for power. We govern as stewards, not sovereigns." Shock rippled through the ranks, then cautious hope. The elder gave a curt nod. "It will take time to unlearn fear." "Time we now have," Evelyn said, gesturing toward the sky as dawn-hued birds circled where comets once fell. "Because everyone here chose truth over bloodshed." A sudden tremor shook the earth, gentle but insistent. The Iron Bridge shimmered, projecting a vision across its arch. Humans in New Orleans staring at ripples forming in the Mississippi, glimpsing ghostly wolves staring back. A voice drifted, radio static, news anchors already speculating about mirage phenomena. Thorin frowned. The merge left echoes. If misread, fear could reignite. Evelyn's mind sprinted ahead. "We need ambassadors, Boundland wolves fluent in earth customs, humans willing to learn shifter lore." Maelys nodded, determination gleaming. "Then let the first council convene at twilight. Until then, Thorin, gather witnesses. I'll soothe the sentinel remnants. Evelyn, make the bridge safe for curious eyes." Evelyn turned to the elder. "Can you spare builders and scribes? We'll craft runic wards explaining the new harmony, stories etched in both English and wolf script." He bowed. "It shall be done." As they dispersed, Evelyn lingered beneath the arching bridge. The heartstone hummed, aligning with the sun cresting the eastern horizon beyond moss-laden oaks. Warmth, not mystical fire, but honest sunlight, kissed her face. She pressed a hand to her sternum. "Dad," she whispered, "your maps are safe. Your children stand together." The breeze answered with faint laughter, like coins tinkling in a pocket, her father's favorite sound. She smiled, tearful yet joyful. Footsteps approached. Thorin joined her, gaze tracking sunbeams on river mist. "Our worlds are tied to your pulse now. How do you feel?" "Tethered," she said, voice cracking with wonder and free. He nodded. That duality may define the rest of our lives. She glanced up, teasing. You're surprisingly poetic for a wolf king in exile. Alpha, sister, he corrected softly. No more kings. Evelyn extended her pinky. Then pinky swear. Whenever politics get messy, we escape to Earth for beignet and jazz. He linked her finger without hesitation, laughter rumbling. Deal. Across the terrace, Maelys perched on a parapet, feathers reverting to teal and silver, eyes reflecting sunrise. She caught Evelyn's gaze, raised two fingers in cautious salute. Bridges begin with small gestures. Evelyn returned the salute with a grin. Below, Boundland healers tended wounded sentinels, while human and wolf children, both spectral and flesh, emerged from hiding to trade toys and stories in mingled tongues. The scent of cinnamon bread braided with cedar smoke, promising festivals not yet invented. Evelyn inhaled the hopeful tableau. She had expected her story's climax to be survival. Instead, it was rebirth. But she knew narrative rhythms. After hope comes challenge, after dawn comes dark clouds plotting their return. The difference now was allies by her side and a realm ready to listen. A hawk circled overhead, cawing thrice, the Boundland signal of a messenger arriving. Evelyn braced herself for new intrigue and new wonders. She squared her shoulders, set her compass to the fragile horizon, and stepped forward, ready to guide two worlds toward a shared dawn. Harbingers of late morning thunder rolled across the Boundlands, rumbling like distant drums summoning every soul, human and shifter alike, to the half-ruined keep. Fresh banners stitched overnight from city canvas and forest silk fluttered on its ramparts, bearing the new sigil, three interlocking rings encircling a single star. Beneath them, Evelyn stood at a makeshift lectern fashion from the Shattered Throne's moonstone armrest, the heartstone subdued glow pulsing beneath her blouse like a second heartbeat. The valley thrummed with anticipation. Wolves in leather jerkins mingled beside French Quarter artists wearing pink spattered jeans. Toddlers chased spectral fireflies that left trails of harmless sparks, and sentinel ashes, once feared, now blossomed into silver leaf seedlings where they'd scattered. In the distance, Maelys directed healers and bards, orchestrating stories and salves with fierce grace, while Thorin conferred with elders eager to craft a joint code of laws. Evelyn cleared her throat, her voice, amplified by runes etched along the lectern, rippled over the crowd. Friends, family, travelers between worlds, we gather not to crown rulers, but to forge guardianship. Our realms nearly bled each other dry. Now we choose cooperation over conquest, curiosity over fear. A hush, reverent and brittle. She continued, weaving words like bridges. We'll create embassies on both sides of the veil. Education circles where pups learn algebra and children learn moon phases. Patrols who guard against threats without targeting differences. And every full moon, our council will meet upon the Iron Bridge to renew our vow. Applause, tentative, then thunderous. Evelyn exhaled shakily, shoulders loosening. Across the crowd, she spotted a tattered news drone hovering, red wreck light blinking. Earth's media already tasting the story. Hidden Wolf Kingdom signs, peace packed. Let them watch, she thought. Let them see unity. But unity, she knew, was a sapling, roots shallow, trunk bending to the first real gale. And as if fate shared her thought, a chill breeze knifed through humid air. The heartstone flared, warning. Evelyn's pulse quickened. She scanned the horizon, just as a spiral of ebon smoke erupted at the valley's rim, coalescing into the void alpha she had burned away hours earlier. Yet something was different. Its cloak no longer writhed with hunger. Its eyes glimmered with reluctant awe. It bowed its colossal head toward her. Murmurs rippled. Thorin bared his teeth but stayed his warriors with a hand. The void alpha's voice echoed without sound, manifesting as written words across the sky. Balance Reclaimed invites all exiles home. I return not as devourer, but as warden of the border dusk. Welcome me, or face my solitude scorned. Evelyn's stomach dropped. Could a former predator truly transform? She glanced at Thorin and Maelys, both tense yet searching her face for guidance. She stepped forward, heartstone glowing brighter, and addressed the entity. Warden, we accept any ally who honors life, but harm this peace, and even dusk will deny you refuge. The Void Alpha tilted its antlered crown in solemn ascent. Its cloak unraveled into a flock of silver ravens that scattered, perching atop city lampposts and cypress branches as silent sentries between worlds. The entity itself dissolved into stardust, leaving only a single obsidian shard that floated to Evelyn's palm, cold yet inert. A token of truce. The crowd exhaled. Melee signaled musicians, soft drumbeats blossomed, coaxing tension into tentative festivity. Vendors wheeled carts across cobblestones, offering chicory coffee beside roasted venison. Laughter sparked like flint. By late afternoon, committees formed under oak canopies, architects sketching joint marketplaces, healers comparing herbal lore with modern pharmacology, scribes translating bound land runes into English, Spanish, and Yoruba. Children braided each other's hair with firefly ribbons. Somewhere, a saxophone wailed a blues riff that matched the cadence of wolf drums, an accidental anthem. Evelyn found a quiet balcony overlooking the Mississippi's mirrored thread, the cityscape shimmering on one side, rolling pine on the other. Thorin joined her, carrying two beignets dusted with powdered moon sugar and earthly confectioner's sugar. He offered one. She laughed, taking a bite. Icing streaked her nose, which he wiped with a gentle thumb. Progress, he said, surveying bustling peace talks below. Held together by caffeine and adrenaline, she quipped, eyes softening. But it's a start. He nodded toward the Heartstone's faint glow. How long can you bear it? All my life, if necessary, she answered. But eventually it'll need a successor, someone born after the breach healed, unburdened by old wounds. Thorin's smile carried pride and melancholy. Then we nurture a generation who sees both realms as playground, not battlefield. Evelyn's cheeks warmed. Speaking of generations, do alphas ever take sabbaticals? His brows lifted in playful suspicion. Planning my schedule, sister? Just ensuring you pencil in time for jazz festivals. And maybe for your own happiness. She nudged him. You deserve it. Their laughter mingled with distant fiddle strings. But serenity shattered when a sentinel raven dive-bombed the balcony railing, cawing with alarm. Its eyes projected a flickering image. Rough shifters, loyalists to the old order, raiding a supply caravan on the edge of the realm, dragging hostages toward a swamp portal. Evelyn's stomach iced over. We missed a faction. Thorin's jaw hardened. I'll assemble a squad. No, Evelyn interrupted. If we answer violence only with force, the cycle resumes. Let's try diplomacy backed by numbers. Melis arrived at a run, feathers whipping in urgency. Saw the raven signal. I know those wolves, scarred by throne wars. They trust no pact. Evelyn inhaled. Then they need proof we've changed. Proof, Melis mused, gaze drifting to the iron bridge glinting beyond the keep. Show them cross-realm cooperation in real time. Bring human medics, shifter scouts, and the Void Ravens as witness. Thorin grinned, pride shining. Look at us, completing each other's strategies already. Within minutes, three columns marched out. Wolf trackers, human firefighters, and realm spirit ravens swirling overhead like living banners. Evelyn rode beside Thorin atop a spectral stag, Melis gliding above on thermals. The caravan churned past cypress stands, Spanish moss streaming like old ghosts now at peace. They reached the swamp clearing at twilight. Hostages, a mix of boundland artisans and human journalists, huddled beneath pine roots, ropes digging into wrists. Ringing them were eight feral-looking shifters clad in cracked armor, eyes wild with betrayal. Thorin advanced alone, palms open. Brothers, the war ended at dawn. Lay down your fear. A scarred beta snarled. War ends only when the throne returns. Melis landed beside Thorin, folding wings. The throne demanded your pups' lives. Would you revive that tyranny? Conflict warred in the beta's gaze. Evelyn stepped forward, Heartstone casting warm light that painted every face with dawn hues. We scrapped crowns but built councils. Your voice can shape tomorrow, if you trust enough to speak instead of slash. To everyone's surprise, a human hostage, a gray-haired journalist, shook free of his gag and added, I watched them this morning. They argued over seating charts, not spoils. That's politics, gentlemen, not conquest. Soft laughter rippled. Tension cracked. One by one, the rogue shifters lowered weapons. The Beta knelt, offering his sword hilt first. "Keep it, if your council grants us amnesty and purpose." Evelyn accepted the blade, but sheathed it at her own side. "Purpose begins tonight. Eat with us, guard the borders against real threats, and teach the next generation why you once stood ready to fight." The Beta's eyes brimmed. He offered a tentative smile. "Alpha," he said, then corrected himself, glancing at Thorin, guardians. Under a tapestry of southern stars, the caravan returned to the keep, torches bobbing like constellations reborn on Earth. On the ramparts, every species, creed, and clan erupted in cheers upon seeing hostages safe and rebels reconciled. Melis's eyes glistened, Thorin's shoulders loosened. Evelyn felt the heartstone settle into a steady, satisfied thrum. Balanced not of cosmic decree, but of relentless human and Lupin effort. At midnight, she stood again on the Iron Bridge's midpoint where mist rose in lazy swirls. From the Mississippi side drifted jazz chords, while from the Boundlands rose wolf lullabies. She shut her eyes, letting the duet cradle her. A familiar warmth brushed her shoulder. Her father's spectral presence, no longer frantic guardian but peaceful wayfarer. His voice sounded like pages turning. "Maps end where explorers draw new ones, Starflower. I'm proud." Tears welled. "Stay. Pieces of me will," he promised, gesturing to the compass now enshrined in the bridge's keystone, radiating soft guidance for any traveler. "But you, Evelyn, Nora, Wolf Compass, lead onward." The breeze shifted. His presence faded like ink in rain, leaving only love. Footsteps approached, two sets. Thorin and Melis flanked her, each holding a lantern forged from moonstone and brass. They hooked them onto the bridge rails, light spilling across planks. Melis offered a crooked smile. "Guardians keep watch in threes." Thorin extended his hand. Evelyn clasped it, then grasped Melis's. No ceremony, no grand spell. Only siblings sharing silence thick with promise. Below, the river carried stories downstream toward oceans that connected every shore. Above, the sky held room for new constellations children would name after peace, laughter, and bridges that never break. And at the heart of both realms, a single star on a trio's banner glowed, steady, resilient, eternal. A lone raven flew overhead, cawing once, a signal not of alarm, but of fulfilled duty, then vanished into the horizon where dawn would soon bloom. Evelyn inhaled the night's cool breath, sensing two worlds turning toward futures she could not chart, yet felt ready to embrace. She squeezed her siblings' hands, lifted her gaze to the indigo vastness, and whispered a vow meant only for the wind. "May every path find its compass, every howl its harmony, every exile its way back," she exhaled, smile widening. "Home,"